Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us all today on this not quite so chilly, but beautiful Sunday out there. Joining us in the boardroom is Alex Z. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
All right, now, first off, I thought all these candies were from you. But I thought, why would one person bring so many boxes of candy?
I should have just said it was from me.
Yeah, you should. But here I have, folks, in front of me, 5 boxes of Valentine's candy. And I want to thank all the guys over at A1 Custom Golf Cars and Desert Batteries. Thanks, you guys. It's really sweet of them. They delivered them, and they're beautiful. I don't know how I'm going to eat them all. So who knows? Maybe Mom's listening. You might be getting a box of candy as well. Yeah. So they look delicious, though. They're so beautifully wrapped in red, and they're just gorgeous. So, again, I want to thank all the guys over at A1 Custom Golf Cars and Desert Batteries for these Valentine's candies. How sweet. I really, really appreciate it. So Valentine's week is gone. Valentine's Day is past us, but there still is a big sale going on at B. Olsen's Jewelers until May. So check out our live video that we did. It was our first Your Business Beat. We had a little technical difficulties partway through with the bandwidth and whatnot, but actually it turned out really well, and we featured B. Olsen's Jewelers, lower level of the gardens on El Paseo. So get on over there. They have so many wonderful, amazing things. I know, Alex, your fiance, did you already get her a ring?
Yeah, she has a ring. I proposed with the ring, so I was prepared.
Oh, you are prepared. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're supposed to propose. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, okay. So, well, anyway, if you want to get her, surprise her with something a little, you might want to go over there and look around.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of sad to see a local business, you know. And sometimes you have to understand. Sometimes people, you know, want to move on to the next step of their lives.
Yeah, but they want to go relax and have some fun.
Yeah. I think we all do, and they certainly deserve it.
They do. So it's been beautiful. In fact, when we were there filming, Craig Campbell and I with CoachellaValley.com, there was a fellow there that was buying himself 3 rings, 3 beautiful bands. They were gorgeous. And he said, why not?
Treating himself.
Yeah, exactly. He was treating himself. So remember, going over there, folks, they have that big sale going on. Everything must go. Retirement and the end of lease sale. Okay, today's show is brought to you in part by Command One Security, locally owned and operated for over 35 years, and a security company you can trust. And that is so important because, frankly, a lot of these security companies have the big talk, but they don't really do that much. So Command One Security, their family, like I say, started this business, and they take care of you like family. So give them a call. And with all the crime, I was looking at the paper this morning of these. I don't even really want to talk about it that much, but we have had some record number of crime in the last year, starting this year. Not good.
Yeah, getting off, 2018, that, you know, didn't seem too bad.
Yeah.
You know, at least here in the Valley. But 2019 has been off to a very hot start in terms of crime. I wonder what's triggered it.
I don't know. They say, you know, summer, I don't even know. It can't be the cold, because why would you want to be out there? That means more people are home because it's freezing out there. But, yeah, I don't know. Emotions are running high, and a lot of it is people that know each other, you know, that some sort of connection somewhere where they know the people. But, that's too bad. But it is happening out there, so be safe when you're out there. And Command One Security, definitely, probably now more than ever, you might want to use them. All right, this week, lots of things happening this week. We had that rainstorm that was unbelievable. What we hadn't had that much rain since 1943 in Palm Springs, over 3.5 inches. Of course, you're looking at all the nightmare stories out there on the news. We even made world news tonight, the world news of the Palms, the rescue, and one of the, what was it, Tockwitz or one of those out there, the rescue where they pulled the 2 people that were in their truck trying to pass through those rushing waters. Really? Come on. I know we need to get where we're going. I understand it doesn't look bad. But to me, anytime there's rushing water where I have a feeling that my engine would stall out, that would scare me right there.
Yeah, I don't see why you would even risk it. Maybe you have a big truck and you feel confident, but those waters, you know, push very hard.
Yeah.
And they don't slow down for anyone.
No, they don't. In fact, what they're saying here, Highway 111 connecting Palm Springs with Interstate 10 is expected to partially reopen in the next few days, after that historic rainfall. Palm Springs police said that Gene Autry Trail reopened about 3 p.m. on Saturday. Indian Canyon Drive, which has often been closed during recent storms, will likely be closed at the Wash until late next week. So we're still going to have some big road closures there. Caltrans also announced Friday that $14 million in emergency contract has been awarded to Riverside and San Bernardino County to get these roads fixed, because a lot of them are main arteries, and so they need to get them fixed and going.
Yeah, coming in from the I-10, it's kind of a mess because you have all these people that are so used to taking the 111.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything just kind of comes to a halt because they can't get off where they usually do, and all the traffic then has to go feeding off into the other stops.
What's an Indian? An Indian Canyon? That was closed there for several days, so they just reopened yesterday. So then they had to go the next one down, which I think is with Date Palm at that point. I think so, yeah. Oh, no, Gene Autry. It would have been Gene Autry.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't Gene Autry closed also? Yeah, so I'm sure people coming into town for Modernism Week, all the events going on, the fair's going on now. It's been really kind of crazy out there. So sorry, even on Monterey the other day, when the rains were pouring, ice pulled over on the bridge there where the Wash is and took a picture of the waters coming through. I mean, it looked like a river. All these golf courses that have holes in the Wash and driving range, they're wiped out. I mean, they are done for a while. But you could go river rafting down there. That's how fast and strong it was going. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And here's another cold streak that we've had. I thought this was interesting. Our city, which is famed for warm weather, this was in the Desert Sun this morning, has gone 88 days without temperatures hitting 80 degrees.
Wow.
88 days without us hitting 80 degrees. Of course, a lot of people come to the valley, but I'm going to say the snowbirds should be happy because when it hits 80, they leave because they say it's too hot. So, you know, we can't win. Either way, we can't win. I don't know. Since record keeping began in 1922, the longest Palm Springs has gone without thermometers cracking 80 degrees was during the winter of 1969 to 1970. So they say that time went 71 days from November to February. That was 69 to 70 of sub 80 degrees. So lots of records we are breaking here in the desert. We also haven't seen 90 degree weather since before Halloween. The most recent high temperature above 90 was on October 28th, where it was 92 degrees, which was really warm in October. We were complaining how hot it was in October.
Yeah, I remember that.
We're saying we can't take it anymore. We get to the point in the desert. For those of you who don't live here full time, we get to a point here in the desert where we say we cannot take anymore. That's it. And now I hear people saying, we can't take any more of this cold weather.
Well, the thing that scares me about a really cold winter is I get the feeling that's going to be a very hot summer.
I've been thinking that. I thought the same thing. I thought it's just because really as climate change is going on, I've said for 20 years, don't ask me why, I have just said this, that at some point in time where our summers are now, it's going to be winter. I mean, the whole world, Earth is shifting, and I tell you, it's going to flip-flop, that we're going to have our summers, which we now call winter. I really do. I really feel that's happening. I probably won't be around to see it, but I really think that's happening. Okay, so this week I went to something that I've never done before. I went to the Desert Town Hall Speaker Series, thanks to Herb Liefer, and saw Dana Perino. And I have to tell you, they do an amazing job. They do a very, very good job. I can see why everything sells out beforehand. It was very good. The lecture was good. She had a lot of great insight about our political climate, the president, her being a press secretary for President Bush, and very, very interesting. It was really good. It was very, very good. And that was a large amount of people to hold their attention. And that was a big crowd. So, and all the seats were sold out.
How many, what was the capacity there?
To me, it looked like around 600 people just so easy, if not more. I mean, it was a gigantic room. I walked in, I didn't know what I expect, because I think I went to one several years ago. It was in a different auditorium, so it was auditorium-style seating. Everybody was on the same level, but they had the speaker, Dana, was up on a stage, and they had gigantic flat screens. So really, with the flat screens now, when you go to these things, it's as if you're just right up there next to the stage. It really is. It's a big difference, because before, if you sat that, you know, in the back, anywhere in the back, actually almost 15 rows back, their face would become blurred, but So anyway, it was very, very good, and I can see why the Desert Town Hall sells out every year. The next speaker is going to be Robert O'Neill on March 7th, and then Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla on March 24th. So you might want to see if there's a few tickets, but I don't think so. So we talked about our first year business meet would be Olson's Jewelers. We're going to do another one with A1 Custom Golf Cars, where Craig Campbell and I go out and we go to a business and we feature it. And we're going to be doing this throughout the Coachella Valley, though it's something new that I am starting. This week on TV, we are going to visit Ramona, the historic town of Ramona. So you want to check that out Thursdays at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. Yesterday on KESQ TV, I was there. Went to Oatman, Arizona. Have you ever been to Oatman, Arizona?
I have not.
That's where the burros roam the street, and it's really a historic little old gold mining town. And it's really fun. I mean, it's it is really fun. Carol Lombard and Clark Gable actually stayed at the hotel there on their honeymoon. The hotel was one of the few structures that didn't burn down in a devastating fire in 1921, which interesting because that's was almost their claim to fame, one of the only buildings. But there's still some old, lots of old stuff going on because they rebuilt right away. So, and it's on historic Route 66. So anyway, I'll get that up on the website so you guys can see that segment as well. All right, the trip to Mount Rushmore, we'll talk about that in the second hour. We'll talk about your trip to Temecula Wine Country.
Yeah.
You made it, I see.
I did make it, and I made it back.
Yeah, you have a big smile on your face, so that means you had a great time. We do have some prizes to give away on the show. We do have a gift card for Johnny Costa's Restaurante, and I also have four passes to the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. All you folks with tram passes, I have a feeling because of the road closure, a lot of the tram passes have expiration dates on them, but I'm sure that they will honor them after the expiration date for the amount of time that they're closed. They have to do something.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they'll fix the road fast.
Oh, I would think so, too, because it's the season, and they're going to have to. They can't just – and it's privately funded, so they don't have to wait for Caltrans to get over here and do it. They're going to just – yeah, I agree. I think they're going to get it as fast as possible, but they have to make sure it's safe with the rains and stuff and the water, the ground washing out from underneath it. So, all right, on that note, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about our Coachella Valley Pick of the Week. What's going on? Some other stuff. I don't know. We have a lot going on. Plus our guests. So stick around for more Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, and I want to give everybody a heads up. In the next several months, there might be some big changes here with the show, so I want you to start learning to go to that website and check it out and use it, which is Traveling with Françoise, with the E at the end of my name, .com. So I'm just giving you a fair warning now. I just want to give you a heads up before we go too far and things, whoever knows. All right. So CoachellaValley.com pick of the week. My pick is, thanks to, of course, CoachellaValley.com, where they have so much going on over there. My pick of the week is the 9th. And I want to tell you to mark your calendar for this. This one is one in March, but so I don't somehow bypass it, I'm going to say mark your calendar right now for the 9th annual Palm Springs Chalk Art Festival, which is Saturday, March 16th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. What a fun event. It's downtown Palm Springs on Museum Way, and people are so artistic with chalk. It's really amazing. It's a free event, and I will have this up there on our Coachella Valley Pick of the Week, and remember it is on March 16th. So Alex Craig is in Las Vegas. He sent me a text last night with one of these cryptic pictures where I was supposed to decide, you know, figure out where they were. And frankly, I did think it was Las Vegas, but I don't know why I didn't say anything to him, and then he said Las Vegas. So he sent me a note. I don't know what he was even talking about. So I'm going to let you pick his pick of the week.
Okay, Craig, I am you for a second, and I am picking Full Moon Hike, which will be this Tuesday, February 19th from 7 to 9 in La Quinta. So if you're familiar with the La Quinta Cove, it's nice and dark up there. I would imagine that the moon's going to look beautiful, and it's free, but you do need a reservation. So yeah, go to CoachellaValley.com to reserve your spot.
So it's a Full Moon Hike on Tuesday. And what time was it again?
From 7 to 9.
7 to 9. Okay. Is there a name of the organization that's with, or just the La Quinta Society, or?
It doesn't say anything in specific. I know it's, the website's desertmountains.org.
Oh, so. Okay. Oh, well, our guests. That would be with our guests that are here today, too. Okay.
You know what? It just kind of fell perfectly, right?
Yes. Okay. Because our guest is Tammy Martin, Ada Knuckles, there with the Wildflower Festival in Desert Mountains, which was used to be Friends of the Desert Mountains. It probably still is, but they shortened it up a little bit. All right. DesertMountains.org. All right. And your pick is?
So mine is actually tomorrow from 4 to 5 p.m. or almost 6 p.m. at the Cal State Palm Desert campus, and mm-hmm. it's Lessons from Leaders, and it's community members are invited to go to the Palm Desert campus on Monday from 4 to nearly 6 and get lessons from local leaders. So one of the highlighted leaders is Miguel Santana, the president and CEO of the Los Angeles County Fair Association.
Ah, very good. In fact, that is, I recall, that's in my pile of weekly freebies. The leaders, lessons from leaders. It sounded really interesting. We have so many interesting things going on mm-hmm. in this Coachella Valley besides all the fun stuff. So definitely a good reason for you to get out there and enjoy it. Well, thanks, Alex. Great. Good picks. Good picks, you and Craig.
Yeah, good job, Craig.
Yeah, definitely. Is that I hope he's winning big in Vegas, yeah. All right, Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500 on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. It is The 500. You can go to their website, the500ps.com. Right now, the evening colors are blue and green for Modernism Week on the building, so you'll notice that when you drive by. And also, Ristretto has a new rewards program. So when you go on in there, you can get rewards points for all that you get at Ristretto. So win-win all the way around. So the blue and green, though, at night's really pretty. It's a good selfie spot. All right, Cabot's Pueblo Museum. They have artist Mata Ortiz happening on this coming weekend. It is the second of their three cultural weekends, February 22nd through 24th, featuring artisans from Mata Ortiz Village in Mexico. I thought that was a person. Guess not. So engage an award-winning artist as they use authentic handcrafting techniques passed down through generations. This is very popular events. This is free to go to. You can go over there. Of course, tours are a different idea. You want tours of the museum, then you have to pay for those, but the house itself. But anyway, this is a free event happening next weekend. Go on over there. Again, these are very, very popular. You're going to see some beautiful pottery from the pictures I'm looking at. It's just gorgeous. And so they actually are paralleling some of the Desert X projects. So again, go on over there to the Cabot's Pueblo Museum for more information. CabotsMuseum.org, and I will have this on the Traveling with Francois website. All right, and tomorrow the fair is here. The fair is in full swing. I'm going Monday night. What day are you going, Alex?
That's still to be determined, but I know I'm going to go and eat fair food.
Okay.
I have to.
And hopefully it looks like no rain this week, maybe a couple little sprinkles, but nothing major. But tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., it is the big parade that they have every year. It starts at 9 a.m. at the intersection of Miles Avenue and Deglutnor Street. Did I say that correctly? I think so.
You did.
Yeah, all right, in Indio. So go on over there. It's a free parade. They're excited to announce actor, musician, and activist Isaiah Morales as the Grand Marshal and L.A. Rams legend David Hill as the sports Grand Marshal for the parade. Who doesn't love a parade?
Yeah, I've gone several times, and it's fun. It's a fun event.
Yeah, so remember, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, because tomorrow is a holiday. Tomorrow is President's Day. So for mm-hmm. some people, it's a three-day weekend for a lot of people. Banks are closed. Stock market's closed. I would say mail is closed. And I don't know about trash. I didn't see anything in the paper about your trash being... But usually when the banks and stuff are closed, they are. Hmm. So maybe during the break, if you have a moment, Alex, you might want to look at Burtech and see what they say about Monday the 18th.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd appreciate it. And here's your what you were talking about, the leaders, the... CSUSB Palm Desert Camp and Lessons for Leaders classes. It is from 4 to 5:50 p.m. tomorrow. It is free, so going over. They say RSVP is not required, but parking is enforced, so you do have to buy a parking permit from the kiosk, but definitely go on over there and check it out. Also, at the Rancho Mirage Public Library, Alexa, they have smart device classes every Thursday at 10 a.m. The class is approximately 1 hour. Yes, we need to learn how to work these Alexas so you're not saying things that, and it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. So anyway, they're having the classes at the Rancho Mirage Library every Thursday till March 28th, and that starts at 10 a.m. Also happening tomorrow, it is a winter the Canadian Snowbird Association Winter Meetings. This is a free event, and this happens at Fantasy Springs Resort Casino. And like I say, it is free, so go on over there. You'll meet fellow Canadians, learn about advocacy initiatives, an afternoon entertainment, out-of-town travel insurance info, and so much more. It runs from 1 to 4 p.m. Doors open at noon. So, okay. All right. Yes?
I've got our update on the trash. So they don't have President's Day as a holiday listed.
Okay.
But if worse comes to worse, it is delayed today. Yeah. If they do.
Yeah. So if they don't, they usually are really good about Burtek. At least Burtek is. I don't know about the other companies, but Burtek is really good about sending out a note. So, okay, we're going to assume that trash is picked up tomorrow. All right. Also, here's another free event at the Rancho Mirage Library. It is Empire of the Sun, Steven Spielberg's movie. Go to the movies for free. And this happens every Thursday at 3 p.m., the third Thursday of every month. So that will be the 21st. So go on over there and watch the Empire of the Sun. Also, Music in the Park concert at the 4th Annual Rancho Mirage Music in the Park concert series at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater. That also happens on the 24th, and that begins at 5 p.m., So the gates open at 5, show begins at 7. Desert X is here. Also, Desert Hot Springs, they have their own concert series, and that happens on Sunday the 24th at 4 p.m. So much going on, so much music in our desert. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out about the Wildflower Festival here in Palm Desert and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us. All right, flowers, rain, cool weather, gorgeous. Super bloom is on the way, unless they freeze, but I don't think it's going to happen. Everybody's talking about flowers already popping up all over the place, and this is one of my favorite events each season. It is the Coachella Valley Wildflower Festival. And joining us today again, I don't know, how many years have you ladies been on the show now? Tammy Martin, Executive Director.
Know. 5 years.
Five years. And yes. Ada Knuckles. So both of you ladies have been doing such a great job with this event, and I love having you on the show to talk about it. And I actually have been talking about this event kind of, you know, about a month or so ago, because you had some major changes this year, not because you wanted to, because you had to. So Tammy Martin, Executive Director of the Friends. Is it still Friends of the Desert Mountains?
It is.
It's still Friends. But Friends. Can you shorten some of the website to Desert Mountains? .org.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. I like the Friends part too. That would say. All right. So Tammy, tell us a little bit about why the Wildflower Festival has moved its location. It's happening Saturday, March 2nd, folks, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. But we're used to it being up there at the Visitor Center up Highway 74.
Correct.
But this year it is not.
Correct. So it's going to be at the Palm Desert Civic Center Park this year. And the reason for that is when we had the government shut down, there's a lot that goes into this festival, such as permits and everything like that. So we had to make the decision that we needed to move it, because I knew even though when and if the government opened back up, would we have time to do our permits?
I see. Okay. So the government really had, and now, right, and then they opened, and now they might close again. So, and Tammy, I want to ask you, can you tip your mic up just a little bit? There you go. Perfect. Thank you. All right. And Ada, you are the leader. You lead the pack on some of the...
On the hikes
and all different things going on. I know Tammy's doing one thing, you're doing another. This year with a change in location, how have you managed to incorporate your normal hikes that you have with the event? What are you going to do about that?
Well, typically we always had the hikes all day long at the festival at the Visitor Center. This year we're going to move them to Saturdays following the Wildflower Festival. We will be doing them March 9th
through the month of March.
Okay. Right. And we'll start them at 9 o'clock, and we'll have two more hikes again at 10 o'clock and two more at 11 o'clock. And we will enhance our regular Thursday hikes with more talk about wildflowers and also our Monday morning walks around the Visitor Center, where the flowers are still blooming like crazy.
And the Visitor Center, with all these torrential rains, have you had any issues up there off of 74?
No, the trails are still in really good shape, considering I was on the Ed Hastie walk, and there's just like one little place you just have to be careful where you walk. But The flowers have been blooming since December, and then with the prolonged rains, I look forward to them blooming even longer this year because of that.
It is going to be spectacular. Now, Alex and I were just talking about, we have a Coachella Valley Pick of the Week, and he mentioned one of your night hikes. You two, with the Desert Friends of the Desert Mountains, you guys have so much going on up there, so many free hikes. How do people find out about all these different hikes that you have?
Our hikes are all listed on our website under desertmountains.org/calendar, and it gives a description and how to RSVP for all of the events that we have, not just the hikes, but all the other lectures and everything else that we do up there.
And where do most of the lectures take place?
We currently are partnering with UCR this year, as well as the Historical Society down at the Palm Desert Library, and then we have a few lectures up there at the visitor center itself.
Okay, lots going on with the Friends of the Desert Mountains. Okay, and Tammy, let's talk a little bit more about the Wildflower Festival. So what are we going to be doing? I know I go every year, and it's really a lot of fun for adults and kids. I mean, we just go hang around and immerse ourselves in all that you have going on. But for those that have never been, and this might be, some are going to be stumbling upon it over at the Civic Center. They go to the Civic Center for all sorts of things. So I think actually you're probably going to get a lot of new fans of Friends of the Desert Mountain. So what can they expect at the Wildflower Festival?
So one, you won't have to ride the bus. There'll be parking right there. So that's, you know, the logistics wise should be a lot easier for everyone. So there's plenty of parking. We'll have a kids zone, so I'm really encouraging families to bring their kids out, enjoy all the activities. There's free crafts and stuff in the kids zone. We'll have our vendors and exhibitors, and our vendors will be selling their artwork that they've created. We also will be bringing back our raffle, which is extremely popular, and it's a moneymaker for friends. We'll have a gift shop. We have the beer and wine garden with live music. We'll have food vendors coming in. We also will have some scopes set up.
Solar telescopes.
Yep, solar telescopes. So those will be set up. We'll have a photo booth. There's all kinds of things going on. And this year, everybody's UCR Festival being from 9 to 4. Well, we've extended it 1 hour. So it will be 9 to 5 this year.
Okay. And I was yesterday, in fact, I was just saying to my husband, you know, it's getting light later now. I mean, at 5 o'clock, it's still really light out there. Yeah. Our period of darkness where it came really early is gone. So, again, folks, the Coachella Valley Wildflower Festival happens on Saturday, March 2nd from 9 to 5 p.m. It is over at the Palm Desert Civic Center, corner of Fred Waring and San Pablo, and you don't want to miss it. It is a new location, but I think you're probably going to have it at this location just for this year. Hopefully next year you go back, or you haven't decided yet?
We haven't decided yet. We were starting to run into some capacity issues up at the Visitor Center.
Yep.
So we'll take a look at, see how it, you know, all pans out this year, and we'll discuss it and make the decisions for next year. But I want to, you know, huge shout out to all of our volunteers that make this event happen, because it takes approximately about 100 volunteers to put on this event. And we couldn't do it without them.
Because you need someone, because you're giving lectures and just everything that goes along with it. You're so good about giving people information about what you do and letting them know. Because a lot of times this is their first time that they're exposed to Friends of the Desert Mountain. So they're not really sure what you guys do. In fact, why don't you explain to my listeners what you do do?
Okay, so we are a nonprofit land conservation organization, and we're also the support group for the Santa Rosa, San Jacinto Mountains National Monument. So that entails anything from repairing all the trails, which we are now the key group in the valley, that when there's trail issues, they call our office. We do weed abatement. We do an education program. We man the visitor center. We do all the special hikes. I mean, the lectures, there's numerous things that the Friends does.
That you do. And Ada, how many hiking trails are out in the area that you guys oversee?
There are about 300 miles worth of trails that we do within the National Monument, but we also go across the highway and help with some of the other agencies when they have difficulties with their trails or they need repairs, because our group is much larger than a lot of the other areas for their volunteers. So I'm sure there's more than 50 trails in the entire monument, as well as in the new area. And we did build a brand new trail. It hasn't been open, but it's ready to be open in East Indio Hills. So we're hopeful that will get open real soon.
How fun. And I love your summer night hikes.
Yes.
They are so much fun. And you go out and your guides, are all the guides volunteers?
Absolutely.
Oh, they do such a great job because you have quite a mix of family out there. Kids
yes.
that are trying to run all over the place because they're so excited to be out there looking for the scorpions. And when there's an owl that makes a noise or something, they do such a great job of everybody stop and listen. And then, it's just so much fun. You really make it enjoyable for the families and anybody who wants to go on your hikes and see what you do. And what you do is, what I like about it is educational, but in a fun way.
Absolutely. We all enjoy working with the entire families and the kids, especially when they are always saying they're frightened of the scorpions or the snakes or whatever. And then when they see one, they realize that how much they can enjoy them without being afraid of them at the same time. So it's really fun.
And that it's their home. That's
yes.
their home. That's where they live. We shouldn't be disrupting them. All right. So again, folks, the Coachella Valley Wildflower Festival is in Palm Desert for the first time on Saturday, March 2nd. And I'll be telling you about it as we get closer every weekend. I'll give you a heads up, and all the information will be on the Traveling with Francois website. But it will be from 9 to 5 p.m. What do we have, ladies? Is there something new there that we should know about?
Well, we're actually bringing down from the National Monument our gift shop.
Ah.
So we'll okay. definitely have a wide variety of items for sale at the park, which is usually unusual for us, because it's all, in the gift shop. We don't really have to do it. They do their job at the festival. So now we're bringing down a huge booth. And I just think, we've got more kids activities.
Yes.
We've got more vendors and exhibitors coming in because we have a bigger area. So there's something to do for everyone. And I definitely want to give a big shout out to the city of Palm Desert mm-hmm. and making this happen and being our key sponsor for this event. We couldn't do a lot of things without the city of Palm Desert and plus all of our other sponsors for the event.
And you have quite a few of them. And it's free admission. There's going to be exhibitors, vendors, art expo, food and beverages, a beer and wine garden, a climbing wall, a kids zone, raffles, and live music.
And a 5K.
And a 5K walk, run, whatever anybody wants to do. Yeah.
Around the
park. I would
park.
Jog a little and walk. That would
yes.
be my thing. And then jog a little and walk as the joggers ran by me. Well, it was always great to have you on. Thanks so much for coming in the studio.
Okay.
And I'd love to have you back again when we get a little bit closer to summer to talk about all your hikes during the summer as well, because
okay.
we don't want people to think that you just are here during the season. You're here all year long.
And we actually have a volunteer that she actually puts our activities not only on our desertmountains.org, mm-hmm. but tries to hit every calendar possible in this valley, which is really helpful.
Okay. Yeah. And one last thing, volunteers. How do people volunteer? Do you need volunteers?
Yes, we do need volunteers.
Okay.
So if they would like to call the office at 760-568-9918, they could also go on our website and apply online. They could fill out a volunteer application online. Just give us a call, apply online.
Okay. And,
love to have you.
And what if they don't know that much about the mountains? Is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay.
We teach them as we go.
Perfect. All right. Perfect, because we don't want to exclude anybody.
And I would like to mention, Francois, that this year we have a new thing on our website showing where the current wildflowers are blooming and what to see and which ones, that information about some of them. So
perfect.
So they could really learn a lot just going to the website.
That is perfect, because people are always asking me, how do I find out where the wildflowers are blooming? So now I'm just going to send them to your website. You just
absolutely.
Made it very easy for me. In fact, I'm going to put it on mine and just leave it there so people know. How is that?
That's great.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
And they're going to learn it at the festival.
Those, yes.
Also, we're trying to create a wildflower pathway
mm-hmm.
to learn about the different flowers. So,
yeah.
Going to be a lot of fun. All right,
yes.
folks. Saturday, March 2nd from 9 to 5 p.m. over at the Palm Desert Civic Center from, again, 9 to 5. Go on over there for more information, desertmountains.org. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. All right. We have four passes to Cabot's Pueblo Museum. Now, this is not the museum you can get in free, but this is for the tour of the home, Cabot's Home, which is fascinating. So if you have guests coming into town, they have, these don't expire until next year. So if you would like four tour, museum tour passes to the Cabot's Pueblo Museum, give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And like I say, if you have guests coming into town, this is perfect to take them over there, give you an idea of the history of the desert. It really is fascinating up there. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you in part by Arc Attire in Thousand Palms for all your embroidery and silk screening needs. It is arcattire.org, or give them a call at 760-434-7333. And remember, when you use Arc Attire, you are employing clients of Desert Arc. So what is happening right now here in the Coachella Valley? A lot. The fair is in full swing now. I will be going tomorrow afternoon. I'll be going to the fair. Let's see, when is there? Well, they had their first, I'm looking at the concerts, are the 22nd, the 23rd, the 24th. When is Randy Houser going to be there? He was there last night. So I missed that one. And tonight is Ramon Ayala. He is there at 7 p.m. But they have all sorts of things going. The Demolition Derby, the Moto X, Hypnotist Show, Monster Trucks. I heard the Monster Trucks are really loud.
They are. It's cool, though.
Yeah.
But very, very loud.
Very loud. In fact, I had a friend of mine. They was going to take her little boy, but she decided to take him a day when there's no Monster Trucks because she said he gets so super overexcited about stuff like that. And she was just a little worried. So very loud Monster Trucks, but a lot of fun. Musical pageant happens every night. They have professional bull riding. They have 4-H going on there, the Rainforest Exhibit, Sea Lion Splash. So that's new, the Sea Lion Splash. I don't remember that before.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. Well, I think they have some sea lions there, and they're going to be splashing around, and which is really good for kids to learn about animals, which is always a good thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, once you connect with animals, it's a whole different ballgame. And they have the Rainforest Exhibit as well, which that is new this year. So lots of fun stuff going on. Of course, and they have all the rides. The rides, the fair food, and the games, and you name it, all of it's there. And they have different types of parking as well. So you can pay to park, $15 and preferred, $10 for general, and $15 for RV. Or you can just look around for free parking somewhere. But remember, there are a lot of signs out there where the local stores are asking you not to park in their parking lots. So I'm just telling you, hey.
Okay. Yeah, don't want to get towed.
Yeah, they have security guards at the ones right next to the fair. Because I know, they have to keep it open for their customers. Otherwise, the problem is that fair people are going to park and they'll be gone all day long. And then they take up parking spots in a business that needs that people go in and out all day long, and there's no cars. There's no spots there for them. So I understand that, completely understand. All right, polo's happening today. They have their first match at noon. They have another one at 2 today. So go on over there to the Empire of Polo Grounds. Lots of fun that. Polo runs until March 31st. I didn't hear anything. I didn't get a release saying it was closed because of the rains. I don't think so, because all the golf courses, except for the ones where part of it was washed out, they're all open. Where I live, it looks beautiful, and the golfers are out there, and they're running their carts on the grass and stuff, so everything must have it soaked it up pretty well, believe it or not. For a while there were some gigantic lakes right in the middle of the golf course that weren't there before, and the ducks were using them as lakes, and I thought it was pretty funny. All right, Modernism Week, that's happening right now, going strong. All sorts of things happening at Modernism Week. You can go to Modernism Week Camp, which is a community and meeting place. That is free to go on in there and buy your tickets to all the other Modernism events that are happening. Camp is open to the public daily from 9 to 6 p.m., and that is on 230 Museum Way, directly across from the Palm Springs Art Museum. So there you go. Go on over there and just hang out and see if there's something that you want to go to. Like I say, they have a lot of things happening. They even have some entertainment going on at the camp and all sorts of things. So for the website, it is modernismweek.com. The historic Casita Tour, that is happening at the La Quinta Historical Society on Thursday, February 21st from 1 to 4:30 p.m. It says tickets here. I don't know what the tickets cost, but you can go to the La Quinta Historical Society and find out. I'm sure the La Quinta History Museum over there has all the information, but it's Come Tour Some of the First Residential Non Ranch Homes in La Quinta, built in the 1930s. Guests will have an opportunity to go inside these homes, known as casitas, to see their uniqueness and beauty. Now, today, when we think of casitas, we think of the extra little room on homes and regular neighborhood homes.
Yeah, but it's actually just a home style.
Yeah, I mean, and some people rent those out too, by the way. But casitas actually started way back, and interesting. I didn't realize all that. All right, Mizell Senior Center Stars Among Us Gala will feature I Always Love You, celebrating the music of Whitney Houston. That is happening on Friday the 22nd, beginning at 5:30 p.m., and I'm trying to see where is this going to take place. At the Palm Springs Air Museum. Well, there you go, the Air Museum. This is a pretty big event. Gala seats are $350 per person, and you'll be supporting the Mizell Senior Center. So you might want to do that as well. And we have a lot of plays going on throughout the Coachella Valley. I know the one that's happening about the waiter. Now I can't think of the name. Do I have it in my list? It's supposed to be hilarious. Some people I've talked to have been to it. There's so many plays and entertainment going on in the Coachella Valley. It's crazy right now. There is something for everyone. The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas is being put on by the Palm Canyon Theater. That will run February 22nd through March 10th. I will have some tickets for that next week to give away. So check it out. You can go to the palmcanyontheater.org for more information on that. Their shows have been selling out. They've been doing phenomenal. Let's see, next Sunday, the Desert Greek Festival, is happening only one day at the St. George Greek Orthodox Church in Palm Desert. It is $3 to get in. Kids under 12 are free. It is from 11 to 8 p.m. So I hear that's a fun festival to go to. It's a one-day event. People have a lot of fun going there, eating all sorts of great food. And the Quinceanera Desert Wedding and Quinceanera Expo. Maybe Leslie would like to go to this, Alex.
I can confirm that she would want to go to that.
Yes, that is happening February 24th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this is happening at the Double Tree by Hilton Golf Resort in Palm Springs. So this would be next Sunday. So she might want to head on over there. So again, it's Desert Wedding and Quinceanera Expo. It's supposed to be huge. General admission for the event is $6 per person when purchased online, $10 when purchased at the door. So to get your tickets, go to desertweddingexpo.com. And I will make sure, again, all this information is on Traveling with Francoise. All right, evening in comedy. That happens on the 24th. Yes, it is the Oscars, but you know what? You can watch the first couple hours and tape the rest. This is at 7 p.m. at Sun City. It is going to be hilarious. Pete Barbuti, Sarge, and Tony Russell will be there. $40 per person if you want to buy tickets. That information is already on the Traveling with Francoise Expo. Thanks to Frank, who was on the show. We gave away, lots of tickets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 12 sets of tickets we gave away. That is a lot. So that means, that's a lot of tickets. And the Hollywood's Biggest Night for AAP Food Samaritans. They're having an event at Trio Restaurant. Tickets for that, $125 to sit at the bar, $150 for general admission. You can buy BMP tickets. You can buy tickets for the Garden Jam Music Festival coming up in April. Whew, I am exhausted.
You got through it, though. I did get through it.
All right. In the next hour, we're going to shift into travel gear. We're going to talk about spring training. There was a big article in the Desert Sun today about spring training in Arizona. It's a big thing, a lot of fun, lots of stuff to talk about, and a restaurant certificate to give away and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.